need one more. I just 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 need one more. You don't pick up from where I said, okay. Like the blunt, my nigga. Pass his beat to the left so I could press. Told on my hits like I done wrecked. Who is next? Niggas asleep like pillow pets. Getting foreign head from a bad bitch from Budapest. Call your bet, cause I'm just trying to get a quick check, then rest.
We got the lights, we got the cameras. It's all about that action. Y'all know what it is. It's your boy, Son of the Waves. This is What's the Wave? What are y'all doing if y'all not watching this? Thank y'all for tuning in, though. Be sure to, you know, like, share, subscribe. Tell your auntie, because this is her favorite podcast. I can't never lie about that one. But we got a great, great episode for y'all today. I have a wonderful guest in the building. Reached out to me. We put it together like some puzzle pieces, and it all fell into place so perfectly. I have Zay the Prophet in studio. How you living today, my guy?
I'm living great, man.
Come
you know
on.
What I'm saying? Yeah, we here. What's the wave?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. For one, I appreciate you for being here, showing up. I know, you know, this weather's been crazy. You say, you know, you came from out Sackway, trees blowing over, man. People getting ran off the road. Everything's Bruh. Crazy out here. So I appreciate just the journey and the effort to get here for sure, for sure. But, you know, I got some great questions for you lined up. I got to hit you with a rapid wave segment. Been getting a lot of good reactions for that. Talk a little bit of sports. I know you said you've been out the loop for a minute, but it's okay. You know, we'll touch on it a little bit, and we're going to finish it off with the story arc where I get kind of the full synopsis of Zay the Prophet as a man and as a brand. So without further ado, let's get into it. All right. 2023 already. How was it? Well, let me start there. How's your 2022? If you could recap that really fast for us. Boy.
Man. You know what? The first half of it was a doozy. Mm-hmm. And then the second half, I was doing good, though. You feel mm-hmm. me? I started getting more shows. Your boy was getting outside. Mm-hmm. Shit, I dropped the tape in the second half of the year. Nice. What else is it?
What's the name of the tape? No, let him know.
The tape was called White Gowns EP. It's out everywhere.
Come on,
SoundCloud, man. Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, because I just got another notification on that shit.
Hey.
I don't even know if that shit is, but you know.
I was about to say, it's there.
But you know what I'm saying? I was working on this tape that I have dropping on the 13th with my man's Yums. We're the Ghetto Wonder Twins now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We're on some more ignorant shit. We purposely were trying to be simple and ignorant, but it's tight. It's tight.
I mean, I'm excited to see what
heavily
comes
fuck
about
with
from
it,
there.
Honestly. But nah, yeah, I've been doing more music shit though. Like I've been posting fucking reels and shit because I was not a TikTok video recording nigga in the beginning of the year, and now I am. Mm-hmm. So and that should be working, bro. Like I got streams now and shit. Yeah. Niggas like my shit, you know, and all that good stuff. But I've been doing that, and yeah. That's like the good stuff of the year.
Yeah, it sounds like you had to start getting in that content creation bag, which exactly is not always the most fun being a podcaster. That's what I call myself right now as well. I'm a content creator. Well, I have to be. That's we in this digital age, yeah, social media age.
I am too. It's all right.
It's all right. We're here now, and we're in it to win it. So now that January is upon us for 2023. The campaign that I did last year for 2022. We did all the months. Running it back, January. In which ways are you multi-talented? I'm just curious, what else can you do? I know you got bars. I know you can do a lot of stuff, but I know us as humans are not one-dimensional. You are a multifaceted person. So can you tell myself and the people just in which ways are you multi-talented?
All right, man. So look, music is my shit, right?
Yeah.
But like I don't just rap. Like lately, oh God, nigga, lately I've been making music like Steve Lacy. I've been trying to be like a Steve Lacy Kid Cudi because I can't sing. But you know what I'm saying? I can harmonize and I can make shit sound nice if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, you know how Tyler Creator be doing shit? His voice is, you know that nigga ain't singing, but it's nice to hear.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I be doing kind of shit like that lately. Like, like I can show you some shit after.
It's good. It's good.
But goddamn, I've been trying to be more... like I've been doing more rock shit because I feel like that type of music is timeless, and I honestly like it, and I've never tried it, so fuck it. And I've noticed that rapping is not that different from rock as long as you put it on a different beat. So
talk about it.
Yeah, that's what the fuck I've been doing. That and I have a couple of songs where I be trying to sing that are already out. Like I have one called Brown Skin Cocoa Butter Shawty, and like I was trying some shit that I don't usually do. But yeah, I've been trying to be more versatile and
I've been trying
to get in all the lanes of music. Like yeah. Fuck it.
You've been I mentioned that to you before, since I've been kind of seeing your catalog, I was like, oh yeah, versatility is there for sure.
Yeah, that, and you know, like, if I could, I'd want to act, but I don't know where to fucking start.
It's
like,
all right. Hey, we about to start making some skits and stuff. What's the way, baby? So, like, if you interested, let's do it. Well, I'll tap in with you. That should be fun.
Put me the fuck on.
I got you. That shit's going to be lovely. But, okay, I like that, to see that you're multifaceted in that creative space of music, and that's not something you don't see a lot, I should say, as far as people trying to get into different lanes and expand that, not just in rap, but like you said, with rock, with more melodies, with R&B, with singing. That's major. That's fucking major. I like to hear it, bro.
Yeah, dog. I'll be trying.
Hell yeah. No, do your thing. You mentioned it earlier. I want to get into it as well. The Ghetto Wonder Twins. How did that come about with you and your boy? What's his name again?
Yums.
Shout out Yums. I seen the little interview video y'all just posted. That shit, for one, had me cracking up. All y'all niggas suck. Just remember that. Y'all just do suck at rapping. That shit had me rolling. But with the Wonder Twins, I think what you said, I like to say, you said, we're trying to bring the ism with the rhythm.
Yep.
So can you speak to that with the tape? Maybe the whole movement you got going with that?
Okay, so look here, man. Me and my nigga Yums Awkward, and that nigga got a tape coming out, or it's already out. Album out, Doing Great Things. I don't even know if y'all niggas see the sticker on the bag.
Come on, Doing Great Things, baby.
That man is a rapper, and he's my roommate, right? He's my nigga as well. Yeah. We have a label. It's just me, him, and like two other niggas. But like, we're just homies, honestly, to tell you the truth. And we were like, fuck it, man. You know, we never make like shit together. So we made shit together and we just had fun on the tape. That's like literally most of my tapes, I'd be trying. Like I'd be like, I got to make this bar. Like I'd be trying. I'd be more conscious, like or more, I don't know, lyrical. Like I'm lyrical. Don't get me wrong on this tape, but it's like different. I was more like, I was like, nigga. Bitch, yeah. Fuck. But it was fun. Like, I was, you know what I'm saying?
It got a little more wild.
Niggas was
wild.
Ignorant and like simple. And, you know, I've noticed niggas fuck with it. Like, so, yeah. But, yeah. And on the tape, I was talking a lot of shit like, niggas suck.
And sometimes that's what it is. You got to just talk
niggas,
your shit.
Niggas ain't fucking with me. Nah, niggas are good, bro. Some niggas are good. Niggas know who I'm talking to. If I've worked with you, you're fucking tight. Or if I listen to you and I've told you you're nice, then you're nice. But other niggas,
Step your game up.
No.
Step your game up.
Nah, not at all.
Okay, and the tape coming soon or it's out?
His is out. His is out.
Got you.
His album, Doing Great Things, and my tape, that right. Last drop, White Gowns EP, is out.
Okay.
But on January 13th.
Got you.
Ghetto Wonder Twins Volume 1 drop.
Volume 1. Ooh, so I know we're going to get a couple more volumes out of that. That's
volume, gonna be nigga. That's shit.
Come on, he got a whole series plotting. 2023 is going to be a great year. Okay. Let me direct this next question more focused on you then. The name, you are a prophet. So you put that in your title for a reason. I need to know why. Do you feel like you deliver a lot of messages with the music you make? Is that something you take pride in? Or where did that term, Zay the prophet, where did that kind of get molded from?
Okay, so look. My first name was Zay Dolla, and oh God, that was cringy. and that was when like I was like 16, and I was rapping about cars and bitches and money that I didn't have. Right. So I switched it, and the switch came because I was like, I used to have some partners I used to always be with in high school, and these niggas rap now too, Iconoclast and Kush Koma. I feel like I said this on another interview.
Hey, shout them out.
But I was with those niggas. They be rapping. And I was like, man, I don't like my name. Like, I want a different name.
Yeah.
And they were like, you know, they be calling me Zay already.
Right.
And they was like, and I forgot what it was. I think my homie Tommy said something like, what about, like, you know, the prophet? Because, like, you know, the Bible, the prophet. And I was like, and I was just with it because it was like a the name. Like it was a chance. Like, you know something. How niggas be like Chance the Rapper or Tyler the Creator. Those niggas are cool. So like the prophet, like, you know, and then I went with that, figured out it was somebody else with the name. But I talked to that nigga. We a lot, you know what I'm saying? We we had a mix up on Spotify because I was trying to put my music and it ended up on his. Now we're cool and we got it.
Situated. Y'all got that squared away. Is he still the prophet too?
Yeah.
Oh, shout out the prophets.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, we he was like, let's do a track together. I don't know.
Beautiful. That's so beautiful.
I don't know who would be the feature because like
right?
our names are the same. but nah, yeah.
Featuring Zay. Yeah, that makes sense.
That's kind of where that is where the name came from though.
Nice.
The message part, I'm not gonna lie. I feel like the type of rapper I am just probably matches with the name. I didn't even think of it like I'm going to be sending messages because, like, I was rapping about totally different shit by then.
Yeah.
But by the time I started getting, once I started getting more into rapping, I was using that name, Zay the Prophet, is when I was listening to, like, Joey Badass and Nas and shit, and I was trying to be a fucking storyteller in East Coast.
Okay.
More related.
That literally just walked right into the next question where I was going to ask about how you perceive yourself as an artist with the name The Prophet and you speaking earlier to your versatility, you're not just in one box. So it's like, you're not just like, oh, I'm a lyricist or I rap about my lifestyle or I'm just a shit talker or this and that. You're versatile. Like you said, you can make rock music and then you can sing some shit and make it very melodic. So how would you describe yourself as a artist overall or in general? Is it just, hey, I'm a Swiss Army knife?
Low key. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna lie, I'm a Swiss Army knife, but like my most useful tool is the rap.
You know your strengths.
Yeah, like I know, like if a nigga wants to hop on a track with me and it's rap, I'll be like, all right, I got this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But like my other shit, I'm not as confident in. Although I like it, and you know, I like what I'm doing with it, I'm just not as confident in it. But shit, if other niggas like it, then fuck it.
You know, come on, we fucking with it.
We here for it. But that's just how I think of it.
No, that's lovely. And sometimes it doesn't exactly have to be overcomplicated. It's, hey, I do what feels good. I do what I love. And and we see that. Well, at least I should say I do. I don't know. Y'all might not respect it the same way, but I see it out here. It's going crazy. Let me get it from an internal perspective. Where do you kind of draw your motivation or inspiration from? Because exactly, not everything you write has a message or this and that. Sometimes you are everywhere, you're sporadic, but where do you kind of find that inspiration, whether it be from artists you listen to, like you said, a Joey, a Nas, or maybe it's just like, nah, I'm ready to just talk my shit today, so I'm finna put this ski mask on and we finna go crazy in the booth.
It varies, not gonna lie. Most of the time, man, how I get motivated to write a lot of music, I just be high and alone.
Lost in your thoughts.
Yeah, I just be high and alone. Mm-hmm. And like, I'll be probably like in my house for the past like 2 weeks or whatever, my roommate's been gone or whatever. Ooh. So I just been
chilling
in the house alone, high as fuck, writing music. And like a lot of things too, like how I end up writing music too, bro. I notice, at least cause like, I'll be like almost sleepy or like, just like if I'm not at work or something, I'm just not doing anything. Mm-hmm. I feel like I have to fucking do something.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, well, fuck it. Why not try and do something like that you like or that's gonna work towards what you want?
Exactly. So I do.
That's where a lot of my music comes from too.
I like it.
And then after a while, every once in a while, like I'll start writing music about how I feel because I don't ever write that shit down. But like that comes like probably once a year when I get those type of bursts when I'm like, fuck it, let's write it out, nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
for real.
Yeah, most of the time it's just me being high alone or just like feeling like I'm not doing enough.
Yeah. So I mean, like, sometimes you have to, you know, find those certain zones to get into. Now, being a content creator, I'm trying to do the same thing. I'm like, well, shit, I gotta edit some shit. Oh, yeah. Instead of chilling and want to watch, you know, Hell's Kitchen or Solar Opposites all day, like, okay, I gotta do some shit. You know?
I don't even like, bro, I'd be ready to play the game and then I'll be like, I should be writing a song. Like, Red Dead Redemption 2 has not been finished yet. Like, I've been fucking playing that shit for like a year now and I just be like, oh, I'm about to, no, I should do this.
But you've been working. You've been working. I love to see it. One, I'm about to say a couple more things. I've seen you perform a lot. You say you've been outside a lot more towards the end of last year. How do you like it? And how have you adjusted from it? Because I know performing is different from just, like you said, being alone in the booth.
Boy, I just got back into performing more so like at the end of last year. But before that, really like the year before that was like, I feel like my practice run for me getting like used to performing and shit. Because boy, I done fucked up on like two shows out of like probably like 12 or 13.
Fucked up though,
man. I forgot a little bit of words, and I was like, and then I caught it, but I everybody was like, yeah, but like I don't give a fuck, bro. That shit fucked me up in the head a little bit. So like, I done fucked up on like 2 shows of about 15, and that shit made me like, all right, I'm never fucking up again.
Hey,
so like. That's how I've been with shows lately. But like, I like them. That's honestly the only shit, not the only shit, but one of the only things that I be enjoying. Like a lot of this, not even gonna lie, I don't really be
just rocking that stage. I'm about to say it's probably no other feeling like it.
Yeah, that's one of the only things I be enjoying now. Like nigga, that's the only things I be going out to is events and shows. Niggas won't catch me nowhere else but that in the studio.
There it is.
Or at home.
About his work. About his work. I feel it. No, I thank you for that. And revealing a little bit into your process, just how it works. Finding your zones, finding your lanes. Shit, the ways you're multi-talented. I thank you for that. We're going to keep it moving into the rapid wave segment. So this segment, I just want you to answer genuinely off the top of your head. If you got a simmer on it, that's fine. Right. Some of these are going to be kind of random. But I think I should get some good responses out of these. So. First one, you got to rank these 1 to 3. French toast, pancakes, or waffles?
Waffles.
Waffles 1?
Waffles 1. Whew. Pancakes, French toast. I like them all, though. But, like, waffles, yeah, you get a waffle maker, it's on and popping.
Yeah, he ain't lying.
And then pancakes, just because, like, I don't know, just pancakes over French toast.
Okay, I feel it. I'm a French toast kid, but it's all love. This next one. I don't want to say if you could be one or either if you could be one or if you're rocking with more vampires or werewolves.
Werewolf.
My dog. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I need 3, but I need your favorite cartoon from each of these networks. Your favorite Nickelodeon, your favorite Cartoon Network cartoon, your favorite Disney Channel show.
All right, Nickelodeon, Rocket Power.
My dog.
That's fucking tough pick. What is it? You said Cartoon Network.
Cartoon Network.
Fucking, ooh, shit.
Because they had bag.
Man, they did. I want to say Billy and Mandy.
Shout out Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy.
Okay, and.
And Disney Channel.
Ooh.
You could go animated, you could go regular show, or you could go,
That's a Raven.
Come on, that's a trifecta right there. Ooh, that's tough to beat.
That's
a
Raven.
That's
tough
to beat right there. Okay, I
couldn't think of anything else because that's the only shit I used to watch.
Right. Okay, will you consider yourself a early bird or a night owl?
Night owl.
Got you. I respect it. Okay, you might have to simmer on this one. Do you have any? And it doesn't have to be real serious. Or if you have one, any weird phobias? Any something random shit you're scared of?
You know what? I know this is weird too because I was talking to somebody else about it. I have a phobia of when things get by my neck. I have a weird thing like that. Yeah. And yes, niggas, I'm weird.
Okay. No, that's weird. Real.
Like, bitch, don't get by my neck like that. Because I be thinking like you feel me, you go like cut me or like I don't know. I have a weird fear of just being cut in my sleep.
Yeah.
In my neck. So like sometimes I be sleeping like this or like have my neck over it. I don't know why. I seen it in a movie. Like even when I be in a car, when I used to be in a car and I used to go to sleep, like I put the seatbelt over my neck because I'd be like, maybe if something comes, the seatbelt will like.
No neck injuries. Yeah, we don't need no neck injuries.
I'm weird. I'm so weird.
I like that. That's why we need a weird phobia. I like it. I like that one. Reoccurring question: element bender. If you could bend any element—water, fire, earth, or air—which one would you be able to control?
Damn, water, fire, earth, or air. See, I watched the show too, so I know a little bit about a little something. I might choose air. Because you know what I'm saying? Look. I can fly if you watch Legend of Korra because I'm
facts,
a nerd.
I was watching
that shit after that shit went off. Like same. That. Oh, God. I'm fucking it's my horrible. Shit. But, nigga, I was watching that. You could fly and you could take the air out of a nigga body.
Yeah. I'm about to say. Yeah. Point blank, period.
Yep.
Okay, next one. I hate to say it, but you just got sentenced to death. What is your last meal before you leave the earth? Your electric chair meal.
Oh my God. Fucking Indian food.
What? I just tried Indian food the first time this year. And it's amazing.
Fucking Indian food or African food.
Talk about it. Okay. Yep. I can respect it. All right,
give me
I got
some
a couple
naan,
more.
Nigga.
You stupid. That garlic naan be on 10. if you could go pro in any sport, what sport would you go pro in?
Boxing.
Shout out nephew. Out. That's what he want to do. Shout out my nephew. Yeah, that's what he want to do.
One knocking back,
back
down.
Just, yeah, back a nigga.
I'd be angry a little bit, bro.
Okay. Okay. And last one, you got a you get to pick a producer and an artist to make a mixtape with you or album. Who you drawing from? Dead or alive? Any generation? From the homies to the all time legends? Who you rocking with? You get a producer and an artist.
That's so hard.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. You know what my first thought was? Icy Twat and Lil Wayne. But that'd be hard. You know, if it was if I because I want to work with Biggie if I could. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's like a dream.
Yeah. That's like, but who would produce that?
Who would produce it?
Who would produce that?
Fucking what's that one nigga? Oh my god. Premier, DJ Premier. I'd have that nigga produce
that'd
it.
That'd be nice.
I'd be a 90s classic ass.
I was about
nigga.
To say. And I do sense a lot of 90s influence or kind of style from your music as well. Just that, I guess, that nostalgic feeling from like just some core real hip hop shit. Like, you feel me? So when you say Biggie and Premier, I'm like, oh yeah, that's
all I've
that could be stitched together
to.
Pretty easily.
I feel like they probably done it, if I'm not even mistaken, probably.
Yeah, you might be right. Okay, no, yeah, we're gonna leave it there for the rapid wave for sure. Thank you for that. That was some great responses. You feel me? Before we get into some sports talk, quick shout out to my sponsors. Number one, shout out Vintage Variation for all your vintage apparel needs from head to toe, men, women, children. Have all of you covered. Go shop with him today. Vintage Variation on all social media platforms. Definitely go shop right now. Number two, Become Cosmetics. Ladies, you already know, if your lips on point, it's gonna make me break my neck, and all the brothers come and check your DMs. So go ahead, get your lips right with Become Cosmetics to help you become the best version of yourself. They got oils, scrubs, liners, everything you need for all your lip essential care. Definitely go shop with them ASAP. Number three, Kaya Clips. These are what's the wave ones. Y'all already know, y'all spend way too much money on your nails to burn them on a little doobie. Get you a Kaya Clip so you don't burn your lip. Multi-use tool as well. Shave down. They work great. Joints, woods, anything that you smoke definitely will take care of you. Shout out Podcast Bree. Tap in with her if you want a custom one as well. Colors of all sorts and sizes and all varieties and assortments. So go shop one of those today. And last but not least, the man with the cam, lights, camera, action, the man with the plan, Rio Reels Productions. Big shout out to the partner in crime, always holding it down. If you need some work done, shoot. Hey, should I say, is West Wave starting to present some stuff? Do we got to start putting it out there like that? Like I said, should we say, all right, if you need Rio, if you need somebody, we can come take care of you and all that good stuff. So holla at my boy. But now let's get into some sports with my boy Zay. I know you say you've been out the loop for a little bit. So let me ask this. When was the last football game you watched? Isn't football season. You watch any football games this year?
No. look, bro. I'm a Falcons fan.
Okay.
So
okay.
I haven't been watching football lately.
That makes sense. Don't tell me since that Super Bowl. Yeah.
Not even that. I was watching like the past. Well, I stopped watching, I want to say, probably like 2020.
Okay.
And I don't know why I stopped. I do know why. My cable.
Real talk, cable.
Yeah, I've been watching Hulu, and I just haven't. I don't know. I didn't care that much to go on there. But I be into sports, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Basketball more so.
Okay. I'm about to say that we'll go over there then. Let's talk some hoop then. Yeah. You got a squad in NBA?
I'm a Warriors fan.
Or just off the rip?
Off the rip.
I believe
when
it,
they
believe
had
it.
When they had Ellis, I was a
oh,
Warriors
he's like,
fan.
We believe Warriors having, fan.
Yeah.
I hear you. I love to hear it. I don't want to get hung up. I feel like I talk about the Warriors all the time on the show just because I have a lot of Bay Area cats. But let me ask your favorite players to watch right now.
Honestly, they're not on the Warriors.
No, that's exactly. Speak to them. Like the Ja Morants.
Oh, that's
Luka?
What I was about to say.
I'm about to say Luka, Ja Morant, Giannis. Bro. Who else do you like watching other than Steph
Ja
and your
Morant,
boys?
Giannis, and what's that dude, that young nigga name? I think he is. I don't think he a rookie no more on the Timberwolves.
Oh, Anthony Edwards.
Yes. That nigga be...
That nigga's bouncy.
Yeah,
that nigga's bouncy for sure.
And Zach LaVine. I fuck with that nigga.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The Bulls be hitting, bro.
The Bulls are nice.
I was a Derrick Rose fan when that nigga knees was good.
Facts. That was, whew, that was a time to be
that
alive.
That was a deadly nigga, bro.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm a Knicks fan. As you see, I got Kenny the Nick Gnome. I bring him on the show with me all the time. So that's I don't really
Dick Gnome. That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out Kenny. You feel me? That's my boy right there.
Hard body.
I don't really, you know, we okay. We're actually doing right okay this season. We're above 500. So let's go next.
Damn, man. What y'all been up to?
not a damn thing. Fuck, man. But I usually bring up my squad because we ain't nothing to talk about. So
never
hear. That's why I say, hey, we're above 500. I think we're like 21 and like 19.
You're the first Knicks fan I've ever met.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, yeah, be like that. That's
hey,
cool.
For real, you know. But I stay loyal to my squad and stuff like that. What's your expectations then to bring it back to your squad for your Warriors this season? I know, you know, Curry been injured a little bit, this and that and the other. What's your expectations? Are y'all making another run? I mean,
what is my expectations? What you think, nigga?
No, I'm playing. I mean, as a Warrior fan, I just can't never doubt y'all.
Nah, what is my expectations? I'm not gonna lie, bro. I think niggas still got it. That man Jordan Poole's a demon. But
hey, get some snow buddies in the courtside.
But
he'll go off.
Not gonna lie to you, man. Curry's injured. Is Thompson even playing still?
Clay is there. Clay's there. Yeah.
Oh,
Clay's
well, balling. I'm fucking good then. You're fucking winning. But nah. And Green's still there too. But you know, Green's kind of older a little bit. But,
yeah,
you know,
I mean, he might not be there after this season. They talking about this might be his last season with the Warriors. And
you can't
shit,
just be putting paws on fucking teammates like that. But nah,
I mean, he ain't lying. He ain't lying.
Nah, yeah, I feel like we're gonna go all the way.
Talk what? I can't write y'all off as what y'all been doing the last six, 7, 8 years. So
the Lakers aren't gonna do it. Ooh, am I starting something?
I got a little cold on the shade being thrown.
Am I starting something?
Bro, I love it here. Comment below. Yeah, what they gonna do? What they gonna do? So no, that's lovely. We're gonna leave it there for the sports. That was beautiful. That was a great way to put a bow on that present right there. So last segment, I call it the story arc reason. I'm an anime fan. I love story arcs and anime and stuff like that. So now I want to get yours. Let me start off with your origin story. Shit, everybody is just a kid from somewhere. But really, when did either Zay Dallas or Zay the Prophet really kind of get molded and you were like, hey, I like this shit, but I'm about to really do this shit and let people know that I'm nice with this. Where's that origin story?
All right. So look here, man. It was a fucking kid that was 15 years old. No, I'm
kidding. I'm about to say, if you can do it like that. Nah. Oh, shit. We got to animate this shit.
I ain't narrator with it. Right. But fucking, I was 15, man. And I remember I used to go and visit my dad and go see my brothers or whatever. Mm-hmm. And my brothers, these niggas, like, this is around the time when, I don't know. I forgot what type of music was. Or no, I think ASAP Rocky Hands on the Wheel was out.
Mm.
Like, I remember that was like the first song or instrumental I was writing to. And these niggas, they used to try and rap, but they were more so like, you remember how I Am Sue's music used to be?
I am a big I Am Sue fan.
Okay,
so, yes,
so like, you
know
how his music is now compared to like probably the first Kilt?
Yes.
Like, they were making music kind of like that, right? Mm-hmm. Like, kind of dance in the party type of shit.
Right, right. And more New Bay Area type style.
And I remember it, I was like, because I've always liked music or whatever, but I seen those niggas with, like, you know, little whatever mic, and they was trying to do or whatever, and they was making little regular shit. But I remember when I first heard it, I was like, damn, these niggas could really do that. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I'm better than that, though. You feel me? Like, I could murk these niggas. So I ended up fucking trying to write my own shit. And then that's when I figured out I was writing about shit that I don't have or don't do. So then I was like, really started listening to niggas. And like, I fucking studied niggas. Like, when I tell you I fucking listen to niggas, like how these niggas, Kendrick Lamar switched subjects and like a motherfucker in his lyrics, in his raps. Like, nigga, but you know what I'm saying? Maybe the last thing that he's talking about relates to the first thing that he was talking about. Right. So it all sounds like it's coming together.
Like you said, like, you have to study that shit.
Yeah, I was listening to shit like that because I was like, I'm trying to get like this. And then, you know, I started listening to battle rap and shit. Mm-hmm. And those niggas gave me bars. Like, when I tell you,
that's what I'm a fan niggas, of. That's them, what I'm a fan of bars.
Them
baby.
Niggas used to have me running away from my screen. I'd be like, oh my God, like nigga, you feel me? Like, and then I just started watching shit like that, and then I tried making my own. And honestly, and what I used to study niggas like Capital Steez and Earl Sweatshirt,
R.I.P.
and
fucking, for sure.
Who else is it? Like Chance the Rapper, like early Chance the Rapper,
yeah,
like when he was rapping
some acid
rap
shit,
acid rap shit. You feel me? Joey Badass, like when he first dropped 1999.
Yes.
Like, you feel me?
Waves, I was, baby. That's
yeah,
my shit.
I was just studying niggas like that, trying to see how they used to do shit and shit. And then I started trying them on my own and doing it myself. Then I met my nigga Stevie. Shout out Lil Spiffy. You feel me? Met that nigga at like 16. And I was in that bitch every day. And by that point, by the time I met Stevie, I was Zay the Prophet.
And you and just then, clocked in.
Yep. And nigga, we was in that nigga studio with an interview mic with a sock on it in his closet, making like three songs a fucking weekend.
Just putting in work, boy. Yeah.
You know, okay. I deleted all those songs off my SoundCloud though, because that shit was horrible quality. But you mean, know, yeah, that's where we started at. You feel me? And then I ended up getting into a booth for the first time. Mm-hmm. And then my shit sounded like amazing, and I started going there. And now I'm back at Stevie's.
Nice.
You feel me? Because that booth is, they
just,
moved.
Just DJ whatever. Upgraded it.
Yeah, they moved. They moved from where they was at.
Nice.
But shit, man, that's okay. That's my origin story.
Yeah, let me take it here. Give me a hurdle you had to overcome through that process. One of those things where you was like, oh, this is harder than I thought. Or it's like, oh,
I had a baby. Nigga, I had a
real shit. Hey, real life. Exactly. Nigga, I was gonna say maybe some equipment, studio time, but hey.
Nah,
life.
Nigga, I had a daughter, nigga. And I love my fucking child. But hey. God damn it, that made shit harder. Mm-hmm. But you know what I'm saying? What else is it? I had a baby. What else is it? So that comes with a baby mama. Yeah. What else is it?
That's not a la carte, nigga. That shit is not a la carte. That's a combo deal.
Nah, but fucking shit, man. Just life, bro. I feel like that's all I've ever had to deal with music. And that's the only hurdle that's really I've had to deal with. Shit, other than that, I ain't got nothing else.
Okay, then let me flip the other side of the coin. Give me one of those feel-good moments that you had on this journey. Where it was just either a little win where you made a song and it came out the right way, or you got love from a certain person that you wasn't expecting, or you got that show that you wanted. Can you just speak to one of those celebrational moments?
What's a little win? I ain't gonna lie, man. Whenever,
it could be a major one.
Certain niggas with blue checker marks then followed me, and that shit had me jumping in the room.
Had you geeked up?
Yeah.
Hey, I got a follow back from Sue. I'm trying to get him on hopefully soon. But
hey,
yeah,
man, you
I'm
know
trying
what?
To get Iron Sue on. So.
That, I won some fucking concert tickets to one of that nigga's shows because I won a freestyle contest.
Hey.
And that was like a couple years ago. Got to meet Casey Veggies. The nigga was kind of mean. But
it's all love, though. It's all
but,
love,
you
though.
Know, it's, I guess. But but nah, man, what else is it? What was a cool win for me? Fucking Neff the Pharaoh, when that nigga followed me like last month, I think.
Hey.
Nigga, I jumped in my room. If you watching this, was like,
we gonna get Neffy on soon. He just started his own podcast. Hey, that's
nigga,
lovely.
So if you show him this podcast, just know I was in my room like, you know what I'm saying? But fucking this one nigga named Jay Ant. I remember he seen one of my videos.
Jay Anthony?
Yeah. You know Jay Ant?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're out
oh,
here.
HBK. Bro, like I be said, saying that shit. I was an HBK fan. Yeah,
I be saying
going.
His name in Zach and niggas be like, huh? And I be like.
Oh, yeah. I be knowing.
You know what I'm saying? I be like, niggas don't know. But you know what I'm saying? That nigga commented on one of my songs and he was like, yo, man, you like nice. And that should be motivating. Facts. When you see somebody kind of up there already doing something that likes your shit. So that should be motivating.
No, definitely. I've say the same thing. Like when somebody calls me son of the waves in public, I'd be like, what? Like that shit is still those little things. I'd be like, hey bro, are you what's the wave? I'd be like, how the fuck?
Yeah,
but this is great. Like,
yeah,
this
that mean you doing good, bro.
It means, you know, people see you. People might not always say something, but people see you. So thank you for that. And as we wrap up this episode, tell me, tell Bree, Rio, Dre, everybody and the people, what else can we expect? Like,
shit,
we
man.
Know you got a lot going on. You was putting in a lot of work last year. It's a new year. What can we what
you
can
know
we wait
what I'm
for?
Saying? I got a song with Gary Jr. that I just made.
Oh, shout out Gary.
We about to put that bitch out. World domination.
Come on.
But,
come on.
But what else is it? I got that tape dropping on January 13th. Mm-hmm. Ghetto Wonder Twins. Me and Yum's Awkward. Mm-hmm. Motherfucker, you niggas up because you niggas suck. And
come on, what is it? The ism with the rhythm, boy. I love
that
one right
rhythm.
There. The ism with the rhythm, boy.
Nigga, I freestyled it on the spot.
He did. That video was hilarious.
But shit, man, what else is it? I'm about to drop a little three song like
like
what do they call EPs now? EPs?
Yeah, EP, a three song EP or whatever, with a little rock shit that I'm telling you about. Mm-hmm. And shit, and then I have like my own actual just like regular rap tape, which is probably a bunch of niggas on there. Mm-hmm. But I don't have a date for that motherfucker yet. I don't even have a name. I only got one song, so that one's just give me some time. But if you go on my page or on my streaming services, you niggas will be occupied. Like I got like three tapes. You got
catalog for sure.
Yeah, I got three tapes on that bitch, a couple of singles. Mm-hmm. Shit, I got like four videos, but you know, one of them is just I don't fuck. But y'all might fuck with it. So hey, whatever. Yeah. But nah, yeah, man, I got content for your ass, nigga.
Come
so,
on.
So, you know what I'm saying?
See, man, thank you for pulling up once again to West the Wave one more time. Appreciate you, big dog. Other than that, stay tuned for the Ghetto Wonder Twins Volume 1. Stay tuned for that new World Domination with Gary Jr., everything that Zay got rolling up for the new year. Tell your auntie one more time about this one. She definitely going to enjoy this episode for sure. Be sure to like, share, subscribe. Leave a comment below. Tell me who y'all want to see on next week. Other than that, thank y'all for watching West the Wave. This has been another great episode, and we'll see y'all next week. You bitch, you.